Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how do you get along with money? Don't you just love it? Doesn't it love you? Let's find out more how to get along with money better by speaking with the two authors of a wonderful book called Money is an Energy Game. And we want to play that energy game right. So I'm so happy to have with us, Margaret, who is known as Peg Donahue, and Madeline Gerwick. Welcome to Energy Stew. Well,
thank you, Peter. It's really a pleasure to be here.
I'm glad. So how do we play with money as energy to perform the way we want it to perform? And your book, you have a big book full of all kinds of great clues or suggestions, and I'm sure we can work on many levels. Where would you like to start?
Well, go ahead, Madeline.
Oh, well, I was going to say, everything we do has a certain energy to it, and money loves high energy. It loves positive energy, and so when you're putting out something negative on social media, or you're stressed out about traffic, or you're in some kind of quandary because maybe you don't have enough money to pay a particular bill, you're actually sending out a vibration to the universe to say, don't send it to me. So one of the things we want to do is to keep ourselves in the most positive energy possible and to trust that the universe is there to support us at all times.
I agree with the language that we need to have. I'm somebody who has always worried a lot.
You're talking to a couple of Virgos.
All right.
It's a natural tendency.
Right. And I'm married to a woman who is born to play the Two of Clubs, and you understand cards. And the Two of Clubs is the mind. It's highly interactive, but it wants to really speak properly. And she's always on my case that I worry too much. She says, I don't know, how come you're so successful when you worry so much? So that's a good question. And I think a lot of it has to do with intention. You can worry all you want, but if you have a very positive intention, and I believe in hope, and I think hope is a good thing to invest in.
Well, and everybody has things that they do very well and things that they don't do so well. And so it has a certain balance to it. You know, most of us are not impoverished. We might feel like we want a little more, but, you know, we're doing some of it right. We're always
right. In fact, years ago, there was a sociological study where they looked at people in a number of different socioeconomic categories, and everybody, it worked out, felt that they would feel better if they had 15% more than they currently had, whether they were very poor or very wealthy. It all worked out to, on average, about 15% more.
And so that's modest. You know, it's not like 500% more.
That's right. Right. It's very modest. And so part of it, when I was thinking, when you were saying you worry, what came up in my mind is beliefs, you know, what your beliefs are, and also what feelings you're holding, say, towards money, or anyone's holding towards money, because we hold those in ourselves. And so one of the practices that we provide in the book is an emotional freedom and healing release to let go of deeply held beliefs that money is hard to come by, or you have to work hard to get money, or you'll never have enough, or the worry about it.
Yeah, there are a lot of negative words, and I see that in clients a lot, and I try to reframe their
Yeah, so that's a good practice, is to reframe it, and to let go of the hold that our fear, you know, has on us, to release that fear, so that a belief that more than enough money can come to you, and it can come easily, and it can come effortlessly, and it can come in ways that you don't even imagine.
And quickly.
and we don't have to earn all the money we have.
Right.
That's a big one right there. You know, we think, you know, oftentimes that we have to go and earn everything, but no, you don't have to earn everything. It can come to you in amazing ways. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, Peg picked up $30 in the woods.
I did. I was on returning from a walk, and it was around Easter, and I looked, and my daughter was with me, and I looked, and there was a $20 bill, and I looked at a little more, and there was a $10 bill, and then there was a $5, and then there were a couple of ones. I was like, oh my gosh. So I picked it up. I tucked it in my pocket. I didn't touch it for several days, thinking, well, if I heard anything, you know, from anybody that people, you know, had lost some money around town, then I would, you know, hand it over. But didn't hear anything. One time
I had some hundreds of dollars in my pocket. I was getting into the subway, and I somehow reaching into my pocket, I accidentally pulled them out, and they ended up back on the platform.
Oh, dear.
And I was in the train going somewhere, and I was like, okay, the money is gone. But just to think of what it did for somebody.
Oh, I know. That's money falling from the sky. So you made several people's day that time. Yes, yes. So did you beat yourself up over it?
Of course. It's all right, because I pictured the people who got it and how happy they were.
Yes, and that's the bigger picture there is too, yeah. Let it go.
I don't know if you're familiar with the Human Design System.
I am. Yeah.
But it has a 6 different prosperity traits that you can be born to. And it's fascinating, because everybody's born to one or the other. And two of those traits, one is called solid, and the other is called independent. And so I think those are people who really don't have to struggle so much in their lives. But another one is called investing.
Yeah.
And I have a son who has that, and he loves to invest, and he does. It's amazing. And then another one is called accumulation. So if you have that, you're bound to accumulate.
Nice.
I'm going to have to go back and check mine. I know I'm a manifesting generator. I remember that.
Good. Yeah, that's powerful.
And so, but I'll have to go back and double check these traits.
There's another one called steering. So people, they're born to steer money around. So they'll have it, but they'll be steering it. And then mine is, I was disappointed. Because I wasn't one of those more, you know, solid. But I wasn't. I'm not. But mine is generosity.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, well, generosity. That's really good. And look at that in the money flying away from you.
Yes, right. But, I'm always looking out for my clients.
Right.
I tell them, oh, you're spending too much money on me. Really, if they save their pennies to hire me, and then they pay me more than I would think they could, I always give them back their money.
There's generosity right there. But also when you do that, money will come back to you.
Right.
When you're generous with others, the generosity is returned, in kind. It really is.
Yeah, I've had a good life.
Yeah. And that's the way to look at it. So all of this is energy. You know, here we are in the energy stew.
Right.
It's all energy. And money's just a form of energy.
Just a form, yeah.
As Madeline said earlier, you know, keeping a high vibration around it is really, really important.
Right.
And you know, what happened when I got my human design done was I had philanthropy as my special talent. And I had such a laugh when I found that out, because one of the things I collect are Santa Clauses, whom I think is the ultimate philanthropist.
Very cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's so much in your book about different ways to live life. I love the high energy part. It's like, you know, the guy Hawkins who wrote Power versus Force.
Right.
And you can't force money, but you're going to have power to attract it.
Kind of like having a cat.
and the another concept in Power versus Force, the scale of emotions, so that whenever you're in that lower end of the scale, you know, shame, blame, anger, fear, you're pushing money away. So what we suggest is come up to the neutral level, come up to trust, and just suspend disbelief and put it out there that you know, maybe money will, you know, become easier for me. You know, it'll come in easier. It'll be easier to attract. Maybe I'll have more than enough to pay my bills easily this month. So suspend disbelief and just open to the possibilities that things can shift for
you. And especially do that after you have set the intention. We have a sacred prosperity commitment at the beginning of the book. And then after doing the release that Peg does, the emotional freedom and release, healing release. So those two things right there can really open things up and put you on the path to a much greater amount of material wealth coming into you much more easily. Because you will have unblocked a lot. You've set an intention. You will have unblocked a lot of negative emotions that may be holding you back.
Sure. I learned a lot about that years ago when I had a photo studio downtown in my 20s. But I had an argument with my landlord and I was in a dark state and I got onto the subway to come home and some guy just targeted me for harassment. And I knew, and he wanted to beat me up. And I didn't, not that I did anything that needed that. No one needs that. But I knew right away that my energy was dark.
And
identical.
Yeah. And you know, it follows the pattern of like attracts like. So when we're down in the dumps, you're going to attract down in the dump experiences.
Right.
And so I know if my energy gets off kilter, the best thing for me to do is to get a good night's sleep. Just go to bed early, get a good night's sleep. And then the next day I'll often, you know, reflect back and say, how did I ever feel that way? You know, because everything has shifted.
There's a whole difference in mood.
Yeah.
And
like a reset.
It is a reset. So that's, I know that's my pattern. It doesn't happen very often, but if, you know, something happens and I get completely off kilter, you know, just go to bed and I'll wake up in a different state.
But to know that a reset is possible is very important. Oh,
absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And so that's an important message for everybody to hear, that resets are possible. Everything is possible.
Yeah. Right. So,
and resets has lots of ways to reset yourself.
Yes. Well, we think that there's something there for everyone. We offer over 100 tools, tips, and techniques. And so there's a good variety.
So. And there's a lot of different things that are not typically talked about, such as getting enough sleep impacts your prosperity. Eating foods that energize you impacts your prosperity. Moving, exercise, that kind of energy impacts your prosperity. Right. Your conversations that you have with other people, the spiritual practices that you use and how you feel after you have maybe watched television or a movie or something. All of these different pieces are impacting your prosperity. We don't think about those things, but they're very important to what's going on in your bank account.
Right. And also to tune into the stories that you grew up with. What did your parents say? What did your grandparents say? What were the stories about money? And although, do you hold those now? Mm-hmm. And if you do, you can let them go. You can change them. You can let go of the hold that your ancestral genealogy has on you. Yeah.
I was young. When I was young, my father died.
Sorry to hear that.
And my mother remarried a man who was in the Jewish mafia, and he was a bag man. And when I go to his house, there'd be all these congressmen and judges and all kinds of people who were on the take, and he was the guy who had tons of cash.
Wow. Oh my God.
Wow, what a legacy to go into. Wow.
That was strange.
Yes, it must have been quite a learning experience also.
Yeah. I wasn't happy about it, but it certainly was enlightening.
Also lessons in what's real and
what's really going on.
Wow.
One thing I want to talk about that has worked for me in my life is writing a list of goals for the distant future.
Yes.
That I would put away, you know, five years from now, 10 years from now. And I always found that I'd look at it 5-10 years later. Yes. It would be, I'd put away. I wouldn't be nursing it, you know.
Right.
And I look and go, oh my God, these things happen.
And isn't that awesome? And so when I do feng shui consultations, I'll always ask people for their, you know, what are your top three wishes? And so one time I met with a client, it must have been about 18 months later after a consultation. And she said, you know, that day you came to my house, you asked me to write down three wishes or three dreams, three, you know, circumstances that, you know, I wanted. And I wrote down three outlandish things. And, you know, she said, and I found that piece of paper a few days ago. Every one of them happened.
Well, and one of our tools in the book suggests something very similar. If you can use a God jar or a God vase, whatever yes. you want to call it,
right.
and put those items in there and then let them, allow them to happen. And right. there's a lot to allowing. That's really the big trust factor that a lot of people stumble over is not you trusting.
You wouldn't even write a list unless you were trusting that it was worth it.
Right.
That's right. That's right. And I have used the God jar for years and years. Many years ago, I put a just an affirmation in there that my parents, that they would live out the rest of their lives in safety and comfort and, you know, financial security and all that. I had no idea how it would happen. In the back of my head, I thought that perhaps myself and one of my brothers, I'm from a family of nine, that we would, you know, maybe end up paying for them in assisted living. And then it was my husband who came up with the solution just out of nowhere. He said, you know, and it was another sister who ended up becoming their caretaker. And right. it happened over 8 years. So they never went to assisted living, and their wish really was to be at home. And they did. They lived out their years in happiness and safety and security. And it was really nice and comfortable. But it wasn't in my mind or in my head at the time. I had to just, you know, put it out there that, you know, the essence of what I wanted.
That's the point. And then when I teach human design, I say that if you're a generator or a manifesting generator,
yes,
that your job in life is to use your second chakra, the sacrum, which drives your motor. That's your motor.
Uh-huh.
And all of us generators or manifesting generators, we think that we make life work by stirring the pot. So we are stirring and throwing everything in the pot. But the theme of a generator is frustration. And why? So the they're not as good as we want them to be. But what I tell people is that stirring the pot makes you a manifester, but indirect.
Mm.
So what it is, while you're stirring the pot, don't just keep your eye on the pot you're stirring, because life comes out of rough field.
Oh, sure does.
So your intention, so what you're doing by stirring the pot is creating intention. And then keep your eye on the periphery, because that's how the success shows up.
Oh, that's great. That's a good point. And just to focus on the end result. Skip over all the how, something's going to happen.
Right.
You know, that's not our job.
Well, the how is in the pot.
Yeah.
And the more you're focused on the pot, the more frustrated you'll be.
Sure.
Because that's, you know, force versus power. You're trying to force your future. And power is the universe.
We always tell people that they should have, it's the what that's their job. The intention is their job, yes. And the how is the universe's
exactly.
job.
Exactly.
And so let go of the how and just focus on the what.
and also give thanks in advance that it's already happened. And that can be a challenging concept for people to grab onto, you know, thinking that or holding on to you have it when you don't have it. You know, but it's out there. It's in the field all around us. And
to me, that comes from recognizing your gratitude list.
Yes. Yes. Which is
stay aware of that. You see how blessed you've been in life.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so in the book, I included my daily focus sheet. And so this is a to-do list that I came up with years ago that I use. Mm-hmm. So it has room on there for, I have today I am, and then I have 1 to 9. So things I'm going to do. And then that's on the left column. On the right column is I thank the universe for. So you can just write series of statements of what you're in gratitude for. At the very bottom, I also have another room for six more statements. I genuinely appreciate. And so those are more gratitudes. Mm-hmm. And because I have found that the more that we express gratitude, it just happens. You know, whatever. You know, you'll think of something, and the next thing, you know, it'll be a phone call.
It'll be right there.
That raises your frequency. That's the whole thing.
Yes, right.
Yes, that's our job. Our job is to be in joy every day, to keep raising our own frequency, because that's the way you're helping yourself and you're helping others, yeah. is to find something to be happy about every day.
I love that.
And yeah.
So your book is Money is an Energy Game, and it's so packed full of ideas, you know, because then again, people can just play the recording of the show 10 or 20 times.
And keep raising their frequency.
And having your book on hand is a lot easier.
Absolutely. And so, we included a number of stories and you know, we put some chapters in there about language and stories, yeah. letting go, releasing those negative stories that we, you know, have, or avoiding getting caught in gossip circles, or agreeing.
And replacing them with a nice story. So maybe maybe your boss isn't too happy with you lately. You could just change that story to, my boss is appreciating me more and more every day, or something like that.
That's
just
right.
One sentence, say it all the time, every time you think about it, or you know, every time you think about your boss, you just come up with that one sentence, and pretty soon you're gonna see that boss appreciates you more and more every day. So
that reminds me of Ho'oponopono.
Oh, I love that one, yes.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Also manifesting.
It sure is.
Right.
And
exactly
and so
right.
There are many, many practices out there, and they all work.
Work. Yep.
Yeah.
And so for us to make it a habit, make it a regular, a way of living versus make it the exception.
Yeah. And that's why I think people really need to have this book in their hands and just get to know it, you know, get to know all the suggestions in it and ways that they can be more in command of their lives.
Yes. Well, thank you, Peter. Yeah.
And Peg and I both do specialty types of work around energy. So I offer good timing services for people so they can know good days and times to do things with the good timing guide. And Peg does feng shui. So these are also situations that impact your prosperity unknowingly. Most people don't know about these aspects of prosperity. So that's another unique portion of our book that is helpful to people.
Yeah. And also, you know, we can make choices with a pendulum that might guide us in ways that we're not.
Absolutely.
Prepared.
Yeah.
And but there's so many, you know, it's great to know the best timing.
Right. Well, the book took us a long time. We put this book out over, what, 7, 8, 9 years?
Yeah, I think we started in 2013 and we got it out at the end of 2020.
Well, it reads like a labor of love.
It was like, okay, we have to stop and we have to just get it out. We can do a follow-up if we have more, you know, information, but this is enough for anyone to digest.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so we're getting near the end of the show, and you are Peg Donahue and Madeline Gerwick, and they can. Where? What websites should they go to, or what? What do you have?
Moneyisanenergygame.com. Moneyisanenergygame.com.
That's simple. That's good.
Yeah.
And we have bios out there, and then there's a link on that website to each of our individual websites.
And they can also sign up for the newsletter and get a free PDF of the chapter one. So they can read chapter one for free.
Oh, good. And that's a nice introduction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. So this is so much fun. You know, because there's so much to say about this.
Yes, there is, actually.
It goes on and on. But this is a great foundation for people to start changing their story.
And that's a key part of it. That's a great place to end, to change your story, to tell your story the way you want it to unfold, and make it a good one, make it a really good one.
Yes, because whatever story you're telling, the universe is going to send you more of that story.
Right. Good. So, make up some good ones.
Yeah,
that's right. Put them in place and then be delighted when they start showing up.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for being on Energy Stew. It's so great talking with you.
Well, thank you, Peter. It's really been a pleasure. Yes.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, H-E-A-R-T, river.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.